Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to KLBJ AM. We're so excited to be here. I'm going to continue our discussion, but just wanted to remind you how to reach out to us. ArmourMen'sHealth@gmail.com. We are the Armour Men's Health Hour. So you can also visit our website at ArmourMen'sHealth.com. 512-238-0762 is our number during the week. You can ask for me or Dr. Yang, but he won't answer because he'll be busy. But just give us a call. Check out our website. We're super excited to have Dr. Yang come back for this next segment. We're going to talk all about our South location. We have a brand new location. We're super excited about it. And welcome back, Dr. Yang. So we are in South Austin, 6501 South Congress. Tell us all about how fancy that is and how privileged we are to be on SoCo.
Sure. The rest of the address is Suite 1-103.
Oh, that's right. You got to find the exact spot.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, we're very happy to be in South Congress. We have some great neighbors there.
Mm-hmm. Aviator, you know, Pizza.
Yeah, the pizza place is great. There's a poker room next door called Shuffle 512.
It's legal,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't know that. You know, you can actually play poker legally here in Austin.
Right. You buy a membership or something and then...
Yeah, and then pay per hour or half hour that you're there. But there's no rake. They don't take a percentage of what you win.
Wow. We need to tell them that they got a free plug here. Yeah, so after you get your vasectomy, you can go next door and relax
and
play poker.
If you want to come see us and after you're done getting scared or, you know, shocked by your medical treatment, relax over at the poker room. Or if you win or lose money, then you can come by and see us, too.
That's true. That's true. You could raise money for your testosterone injections and come on over. What are we close to on South Congress?
Yeah, so we're on South Congress north of William Cannon. So if you're at the about 500 feet north of the South Congress and William Cannon intersection on the northeast side.
Oh, that's convenient. I know there's lots of restaurants around there, so come on over and see us. But give us a call during the week, 512-238-0762, and you can personally meet Dr. Yang during an office visit. But he's given away free medical advice right here. We were talking about Peyronie's, and I wanted you to go into what you typically do. We have so many patients that we send to you specifically for Peyronie's. What are the treatments for that?
Sure. And I typically classify the treatment options in one of three different buckets. You know, the first one is just the most conservative management. Mm-hmm. The second is, you know, injection therapy or more aggressive therapy. And then the last is some sort of surgical treatment.
Ouch.
You know, the majority of people probably don't want to do surgery first. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, last time we were talking, if you have a curvature of the penis that's probably 90 degrees or more, something more conservative probably isn't going to work for you. So depending on how bad the Peyronie's is, we may need to go directly to something more aggressive. But, you know, at that point, if you know, if you're curving back towards yourself, you probably aren't really able to have intercourse. So at that point, you know, we probably do need to do something more aggressive. Yeah.
Poor ladies in that situation.
Yeah. It affects not just the patients, the men with Peyronie's, but also their partners, their wives, girlfriends, or whatever else they have.
Yeah, well, I hope this opens the discussion, like you said. If we make it more common and more, you know, more convenient to talk about, I think that'll help a lot of guys. And you can also, if you don't want to ask the question or don't want to be seen in the office, you can send us an email at armourmenshealth@gmail.com, and I will specifically get that to Dr. Yang. But tell us more about the treatments, Dr. Yang.
Yeah, so the most conservative treatment, that's probably for people who are able to have intercourse, who aren't having a lot of pain with erection, and, you know, just want to get it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. For the most part, because Peyronie's is a scarring disease, one of the, you know, in addition to having pain with erection, in addition to having curvature, a lot of men also lose length. So that's definitely a very big thing on, you know, on men's minds here.
Does it affect girth too?
It can. Some people can have like a wasting or where it looks almost like an hourglass in the area of the scar tissue. The most conservative treatment, typically it's maybe with certain types of medications. There's some supplements that sometimes help. There's a medication called Trentyl or pentoxifilin that sometimes helps. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we typically would have people use a different type of device to actually help stretch the penis and actually expand that area where the scar tissue is.
Oh, does that hurt?
Yeah, it's not the most fun thing, but you know.
But some guys like this.
So. Yeah, unfortunately for this, you do have to put in the time, you do have to put in some work. That type of device, it's called a VED or mm-hmm. vacuum erectile device. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like a penis pump.
Oh.
I don't know if anyone out there remembers the Mike Myers Austin Powers movies, but yeah, it's exactly what was in one of those movies.
Wow, that's a good reference. Thank you.
Yeah, the way that it works is, you know, it's a cylinder with one end open, uh-huh. and it fits over your penis, creates a seal against your skin at the base of the penis. And then on the other side, the end that's closed, it's actually a device that creates a vacuum, creates negative pressure inside of the cylinder.
Mm.
So what happens then is that using physics, it physically draws blood into the penis and gives you an erection.
Oh.
But what it does is it, you know, it gives you about as strong as an erection as you can, as you can have while that vacuum is intact. And what that'll do is it'll actually stretch out part of the penis that fills up with blood, and it'll actually stretch out and hopefully break down some of the scarring that's causing the Peyronie's disease.
Okay. So how many times a day do they do that?
Yeah. So typically I would have them do it as if they're doing any other exercise. Correct. So what they do is they create a full erection as much as possible, hold it there for about 5 seconds and let go, and then do it again and do a set of 10 of those every day.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
So right in between the curls and the squats, they have to do this.
Well, is it something they do and then are they happy at the end, or is this literally just an exercise?
Yeah, so it is an exercise, and you know, this has been shown in some studies to improve the curvature, but since it's the most conservative, it is also the one that works the least well. It doesn't work the greatest. Now, one of the benefits of this treatment, and there are studies that show this, is that if you do daily stretching exercises, no matter if you have Peyronie's or if you've had surgery from prostate cancer or even just everyday men, if you do stretching exercises like that, you will gain some length in the penis.
Oh.
So I know that's a lot of the questions that we've gotten so far is, you know, is there any actual way to lengthen the penis?
Right.
You know, we're kind of jumping a little bit off topic here, but you know, if you do these stretching exercises with the vacuum device, you will gain some length.
And we sell those, so.
Yes, we do.
Make your appointment and come on over.
Now, the length isn't going to be, the length gain on average isn't that much, but, you know, every little bit counts.
I just heard every man in Austin say that.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
So the average gain is about somewhere between 1 and 3 centimeters, which is maybe a quarter of an inch to an inch. So it's not going to put you in any of the movies or anything, but at least you'll be happier and your partner will be happier.
That's true. That's nice to know.
So, you know, that's typically what I recommend for conservative treatment for Peyronie's. It's typically, you know, the least aggressive thing out there. The second thing out there is injection therapies. This is actually the only treatment that's approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Is a medication called Xiaflex. That's X-I-A-F-L-E-X.
Okay.
Basically what that is, it's a medication that breaks down collagen. And it actually does improve the length or the curvature of the penis quite a bit with a full course of treatment. Now, that's a pretty complicated thing, you know, to explain. But basically, you'd have to come into the office. I would do these injections or one of our providers here. You know, with a course of treatment, there's typically at least a 1/3 improvement in as far as the degree of curvature.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so if you're, you know, curving 90 degrees and you're pointing up towards the ceiling, you'd at least be able to point towards your partner.
Oh. There you are.
Now, the last thing we'll just talk about very briefly is surgical treatment. Basically, you know, if there's scar tissue that's causing it to point upwards, you know, or downwards or towards the side or whatever direction, there's surgeries where we can cut out the scar and then put on a plaque of another material to straighten it out. There's also a type of surgery where you can put stitches on the opposite side of the scar to straighten it out.
Oh.
And then there's one more surgery where we can put in a penile prosthesis.
Wow.
basically what that is, it's an implant that helps with both the erections as well as the Peyronie's disease. So for the patients who are really having trouble, who can't get erections as well, sometimes we need to do that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about it at a future show.
Awesome. Yeah, we absolutely have to have you come back. But we're going to cut to a commercial break. But armormenshealth@gmail.com is where you can reach us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.